March 28th. John chapter 9, verses 1 through 41. As he passed by, he saw a man blind from birth. His disciples asked, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he should be born blind?" Jesus replied, "Neither did this man sin nor his parents, but that God's works might be seen in him." We must do the works of him who sent me while it is day. Night comes when no one can work. While I am in the world, I am the world's light. After he said these things, he spit on the ground, made mud with the saliva, rubbed the mud on the man's eyes, and said, "Go and wash in the pool of Siloam," meaning sent. He went and washed and came seeing. The neighbors and those who had seen him before as a beggar asked, "Is this not the one who sat and begged?" Some said yes, but others said, "No, he is like him." However, he said, "I am he." They asked him, "How were your eyes opened?" He answered, "The man called Jesus put mud and put it on my eyes and said to me, 'Go to Siloam and wash.' So I went and washed, and I could see." They asked him, "Where is he?" He said, "I do not know." They brought to the Pharisees the man who had been blind. Now it was on a Sabbath when Jesus prepared the mud and opened his eyes. The Pharisees were asking him how he could see. He answered, "He put mud on my eyes, and I washed, and I see." Some of the Pharisees said, "This man is not from God, because he does not observe the Sabbath." Others said, "How can a sinner do such signs?" So they were divided. They asked him again, "What do you say about the man, since he opened your eyes?" He replied, "He is a prophet." The Jews did not believe that he had been blind and then saw until they called his parents and asked them, "Is this your son, who you say was born blind? How does he now see?" His parents replied, "We know that he is our son and that he was born blind, but we do not know how he now sees or who opened his eyes. He is a grown man. Ask him, and he will speak for himself." His parents said these things because they were afraid of the Jews, for the Jews had already said that anyone who confessed Christ would be banished from the synagogue. This is why his parents had said, "He is a grown man, ask him." They called a second time the man who had been blind and said to him, "Give God glory. We know this man is a sinner." He replied, "I do not know if he is a sinner, but I do know one thing. I was blind, and now I see." They asked him, "What did he do to you? How did he open your eyes?" He answered them, "I have already told you, but you did not listen. Why do you want to hear it again? Do you also want to become his disciples?" They reviled him, saying, "You are his disciple, but we are Moses' disciple. We know that God has spoken by Moses, but we do not know from where this man comes. The man replied, "Here is what is startling. You do not know from where he comes, yet he opened my eyes. We know that God does not hear sinners, but if anyone reveres God and does his will, he hears him. It has never been reported that anyone opened the eyes of someone born blind. If this man were not from God, he could do nothing." They said to him, "You were born completely in sin, and do you teach us?" Then they cast him out. Jesus heard that they had cast him out, and found him, and asked, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" He replied, "Who is he, Lord, that I might believe in him?" Jesus said, "You have seen him, and he is the one talking to you." He confessed, "I believe, Lord," and he fell at his feet. Jesus said, "I came into the world for judgment, and those who do not see may see, and the ones who see may become blind." The ones with him of the Pharisees heard these things and asked him, "Are we also blind?" Jesus answered, "If you were blind, you would have no sin. But since you say we see, your sin remains."